From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Turkish authorities detain more suspects in the attack on journalist Can Dündar. Authorities in Turkey have detained two more people in connection with Friday's attack on a leading journalist hours before he was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. According to Turkish media, two friends of the gunman who fired at Can Dündar, editor-in-chief of the opposition newspaper Cumhuriyet, were detained for questioning Saturday. Dündar, who escaped unharmed, was sentenced to 5 years and 10 months in prison at the closed-door trial in Istanbul, while the paper's Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül was sentenced to 5 years. Hours before the verdict was handed down, a gunman shouting, "Traitor," fired two shots at Dündar outside the courthouse. A journalist working for the private television station NTV, Yagiz Senkal, was injured in the leg. Both were found guilty of having revealed state secrets, but were acquitted of several other charges. Firefighters are still battling massive wildfires that forced the evacuation of nearly 100,000 people in Alberta, Canada. Chad Morrison, senior manager of wildfire prevention at the Province of Alberta Agriculture and Forestry Division, said forest fires were continuing to burn out of control in the parched region and could double in size.
This is a dynamic, challenging extreme fire. So, you know, many things can happen, but at this point, the prediction over the next 2 days is for the fire to move away to the northeast.
Thousands more people are expected to be airlifted from the fire zone Saturday. Investigators are still trying to pinpoint the cause of the fires that have so far destroyed 1,600 buildings. This is VOA News. North Korea continues its first ruling party Congress in 36 years with a promotion for leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea's state-run Korea Central News Agency reported that Saturday's itinerary includes electing Kim to a new position that will likely put him on an equivalent level with his father and grandfather, who held the title of General Secretary of the Workers' Party. Foreign journalists were barred from covering the event. Kim's rise in political stature is taking place as a U.S. monitoring group warns North Korea may be preparing to carry out another nuclear test in the near future. A Russian-brokered 72-hour extension for a ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo remains in effect Saturday, with no immediate reports of a breakdown. Fighting between rebels and President Bashar al-Assad's forces have left nearly 300 people dead. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force. Russia has been using its leverage with the Assad government, and the U.S. has been using its influence with the opposition to try to curb the country's unrest. Shortly after the U.S. and Russia confirmed the initial reaffirmation of the ceasefire in Aleppo on Wednesday, at least 28 people were killed in an airstrike on a Syrian refugee camp in Idlib province, near the country's border with Turkey. Sadiq Khan of Britain's Labour Party has become mayor of London after beating Conservative rival Zach Goldsmith in a bitter campaign. Election results announced Friday show Londoners voted Khan into office at a margin of 57% to Goldsmith's 43%. Khan's victory in the mayoral race offered a bit of hope to the Labour Party after it took losses in local and regional elections across Britain on Super Thursday, in which 45 million Britons were eligible to vote. Khan is the first Muslim elected mayor of a major Western capital. Hillary Clinton, the leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidate, is taking the fight for the White House to the presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump. Clinton told supporters in the populous Pacific Coast state region of California Friday that Trump opposes raising the minimum wage and he doesn't care much about women or immigrants. Trump's stance on immigration has brought out more protesters to his rally in Oregon. And Donald Trump and U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan are set to meet face-to-face next week. The scheduled talks come after Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican in Washington, apparently angered Trump's campaign when he said he is not ready to back the presumptive presidential nominee of the party. Ryan announced Friday that he and other members of the House Republican leadership will meet with Trump Thursday morning. For more on this, visit us at VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.